You're listening to Florida Girls Diaries, Episode 1. They say this story comes from the pages of a Florida girl's diary. It may be a girl I know. Maybe she's me. Maybe she ain't. Is it true? Almost entirely. I was 9 years old when I found out my mama was a witch. Not the broomstick kind. Not the pointy hat and pot of frogs kind. She didn't cast spells. She just shifted things. Like the kind of woman you ain't supposed to question. The kind folks whisper about after church, but'll still ask her for help. That day, she was hanging laundry out back. The radio was playing Frankie Beverly, like always when Mama cleaned on Saturdays. Scarf wrapped tight around her head. Old floral house dress on. The kind with buttons that never stayed closed. I was sitting on the porch, digging into a homemade flip from a red Solo cup, feet swinging off the side, watching the sky go from baby blue to bitter gray in seconds. Wind picked up. The screen door creaked open and closed, and I could hear the Martin theme song playing from the living room. Clothes on the line started flapping like they was trying to escape. That's when she looked up at that sky, dead in the eye, and said softly, "Not today.
Today. Today.
That's all. No Bible verse, no incense, just a look and a whisper. And the sky obeyed. The clouds tucked, they thunder in and kept it pushing. After that, I started watching her closer, how her hair never frizzed in humidity, how her heels never cracked no matter how long she walked on that hot pavement, how her coffee never got cold. And the wind, it moved around her, not just near her, but around her, like it respected her space. Auntie Lynn said it was just her strong spirit. Said black women always carried something extra. Uncle Henry said it was attitude. Said Mama always had that don't start none, won't be none energy since she was little. Daddy, he ain't say much at all. He mostly just drank his beer, smoked his Newport, and called her crazy when he couldn't keep up. But I knew. I knew when she'd hum and the neighbor's dog would go silent. I knew when she touched my forehead during fevers and I'd wake up healed. I knew when she said, "That man ain't gonna last 6 more months." And 3 months later, he was in the obituary column. She wasn't evil. She ain't cursed people. She just saw things. And sometimes she'd pretend she didn't. Like the time she looked at my 5th grade teacher and said, "He don't need to be round no cheerin." Didn't say why, but 2 weeks later, he was fired out of nowhere, and I swear to God she didn't blink. I never told nobody, 'cause what do you say? My mama's a witch, but like, not the kind that laughs hysterically and stirs a pot of potion. Nah, I just kept it to myself. Kept watching her move through the world like she had invisible strings tied to the sky. Like she knew something none of us did. That's why Auntie Lynn always came to Mama for taking any pills the doctor gave her. Sissy, what you think? And Mama would close her eyes, gripping the pills in her hand, like she was listening to something deeper than the room.
Uh-uh. Leave that one alone. I got something better for you.
That's why Uncle Henry brought women by, not for approval, but to see if Mama's spirit would twitch.
"Just don't put her on your insurance," she'd say, eyes still fixed on her tea. "Something's off in her spirit. You feel it?"
She'd chuckle sometimes and say, "That's why your daddy's still here. He know better than to test what the wind already told me."
When folks asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I used to say, a gardener, a wife, a mother. But really, I wanted to be like Mama. I wanted to be a witch.
A witch.
Now, I'm older, and I know the world don't believe in magic the way it used to. Everything gotta be proven, documented, certified. But some things, you just feel. Like the way Mama knew when I was lying, even over the phone. Or how her prayers would shift the mood in a room like smoke. I used to wonder if I got any of it. If that kind of power could pass down, like cheekbones or knock knees. And then, one day, I was taking a stroll barefoot. I wanted to be close to Mother Earth. Thunder erupted through the Florida sky. Without thinking, I looked up at a dark cloud that was seconds from breaking. And I said the words out loud, not today. The clouds pulled back like they revered my voice. That's when I knew I had it too. I was a woman who ain't have to ask the wind for permission. I used to think power meant you could get anything you wanted. There weren't many things I wanted. Like I said, I wanted to be like Mama, a gardener, the closest thing to a magician I could get, a wife, a mother, divine and feminine. I tended to the orange groves. My garden was so ripe, it fed the entire town. Men and women came to pick from it, and I fed them all. And that's when he arrived. He was tall, carved out of sunlight and soil, smelled like citrus and sweat. I wanted him. Bad. But he didn't want me back. Not really. Not the way I needed. So I did what my mama never taught me to do. I whispered his name into the dirt, lit candles I ain't pray over, tied strings round oranges like they were sacred, even though my intentions weren't. I used my gift like a trick, like a trap, and for a while, it worked. He came around, told me things I thought I needed to hear, touched my skin like he meant it. But I could feel it, the hollowness behind his smile, the way the wind wouldn't come near me when he was around. I was losing it, that pull, that knowing. My nature, intuition maybe, whatever it was, I used to feel it like a cool breeze. Maybe that was the magic, but it was gone. I stopped bleeding. My plants turned to ash. My oranges shriveled and hung like bruises on the branch. The river in me dried up until it forgot how to flow. I went to Mama's altar, not the kind you kneel at in church, though it looked more like a shrine built for memory. Something holy lived there. Hers was a wooden table with a chipped clay mug full of ashes, dried flowers, a cracked mirror, a candle that never melted, and folded prayers. Out of answers, I knelt down, trying to pray the mess away. But my spirit felt loud, unsettled, like it didn't fit inside me no more. Then I opened her old prayer book, the one she said wasn't really a book, just a place where truth got recorded. Inside, I found this. Power used in ego is just a performance, but power aligned with purpose, that's divine. I stayed away from mirrors for a while, cause I didn't like who was looking back. She was desperate, ashy from the inside out, pretty enough on the surface, but empty where her spirit used to hum. I thought I needed him to fill that space, or to draw a sharp check near a want of mine. But Mama's voice stayed in my head, soft, but firm like the earth itself. You don't beg for the sun, baby.
You become the flame.
So I stopped lighting candles for love and started lighting them for myself. I stopped praying for him to see me and started asking God to help me see myself again. I built an altar of my own, watered my plants with care and purpose, walked barefoot through the grass, and let the wind decide if it missed me. And one morning, I woke up bleeding, not in pain, but in promise. The first drop hit the dirt like prophecy. The air shifted. The birds came back singing. And I knew I wasn't just my mama's daughter. I was a continuation of every woman who ever knew her being was more than decoration for adoration. That it was a portal, a storm, a spell. My name is Zora. And I'm a witch, just like my mama. I don't chase the wind. I whisper to it, and it listens. And then it whispers back.
Thank you for listening to an almost entirely untrue short story from Florida Girls Diaries.